At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
7:45, quarter till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday morning. You know what that means? Time to help you manage your money with Mark Roser, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Happy Friday, sir.
Happy How Friday. Happy Friday to you. We were talking to somebody earlier this week about people borrowing money to go on vacations. I could never, ever do that. Would you?
Yeah, that's to finance fun. That's you know, some people do that with Christmas time and those
things.
Saving
money for it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, some places in the banking industry, they've responded to that. But, you know, the traditional Christmas club account that was made for people to save along the year. When the time came, they could withdraw the money and not finance it. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember working for a place that they had vacation club accounts for the same thing. People wanted to separate their money, put it in a unique place. So when that time came, they weren't financing it on credit cards and doing those types of things. It was pretty popular because I think people need that discipline to, you know, move the money into a unique pile where they're not financing.
That's what he said. And if you name the account, then that's the best way to do it. Let's talk about U.S. debt and Moody's and everything else. Mark, what are we talking about today?
Yes, that's what we're talking about. And, we kind of breached that subject last week when Moody's came out. Moody's is a bond rating agency, or they rate debt typically for companies. But it could go down to a municipality because the state of Louisiana borrows money, the city of New Orleans borrows money. And then what's happening with that is somebody's lending that money to them. So if we're buying a bond issued by Ford Motor Company, making sure everybody understands that de facto you're loaning money to Ford and they're going to pay you back with interest. So it's a loan by any other standard. We call them bonds and notes and those types of things to kind of point people's way into it's a marketable security, meaning it's traded on exchanges. But that's how, when we talk about the government deficits and debt, that's what it is. It's an accumulation since the beginning of time, the debt. And, it gets a lot of attention now because it keeps growing. It's $37 trillion. I think that's a lot of money. And, the way that the government runs its budget, it's structurally flawed, that it just keeps borrowing money and this keeps accumulating, and we just see the amount going higher and higher. So earlier in the year, I think with the advent of Doge and those coming onto the scene, it was looked at as, boy, they're going to, for the first time, somebody's going to have the courage, meaning an administration or the government in general, they're going to have the courage to tackle this tiger and to put a dent in the debt. So what they'd have to do is bring spending down on an annual basis, the deficit, into a part where they would have a surplus potentially and start using that extra money to pay down this $37 trillion and growing every day amount of money that it seems to have no end to it. Well, the financial markets took them seriously, and what was happening is it put downward pressure on interest rates. Because the adage would be, well, if you keep putting pressure on something, if people buy stocks in a very aggressive manner, it's no surprise that the stock price might rise. And if the government is borrowing money in an aggressive manner, it's called the crowding out argument, that they'll pull so much money out of the economy that money will become scarce. And then the rate on that money, if you want to put your hands on some money, if you want to borrow some money, well, it's going to be at a premium to, meaning a higher interest rate than it maybe was some time before that. So when Moody's came out and said, you know, we're going to, okay, enough is enough. The Doge thing, I think, started out with a bang, and now it's kind of settling back to a whimper. And it's like, well, maybe they're not going to save the $1 trillion a year that some quotes are made along those lines. And it's Moody said, well, we can't. This is, you know, the government has just gotten to a point of irresponsibility. Not that this hasn't been done before, but I think this is getting a little bit more traction than in the times past. And they said, we're going to downgrade you. So if you're loaning money to Ford, or you're loaning money to the state of Louisiana, Moody's will come out.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And give them a credit rating, like you and I would have a credit rating and on our credit report. And the lower the credit rating, naturally, one, it exhibits not the best responsibility for somebody of repaying their debt. But two, you're probably going to pay more than a person with better credit, because the lender, if it's a bank, credit union, or whomever, says, well, there's more risk into this loan. The person doesn't pay as well as they could, so loaning to that person is more risky than loaning to somebody with a higher credit rating. So the top credit rating in government debt is AAA. Well, Moody said, we're going to take you off of AAA and downgrade it one part of a level. It's AA1. That's a technical term for saying, well, you're not AAA anymore. And through my time in banking, it was always, well, you know, AAA is really the highest rating that a corporation could attain. Microsoft, for instance, has a AAA rating. And very few companies in the world have AAA. It's really a lofty perch. So when people say, well, the government has a AAA, actually, I always said, well, they have a quadruple A, which really doesn't exist. But when people quote a quadruple A, meaning that, well, the government can print money and, you know, Microsoft can't. So they really have a way out. If they get into a pinch, they print the money, they pay the bills. Nobody's ever going to not get paid from the federal government because of how they can do things, meaning going back to the printing press. We know what happens when they went to the printing press. Over the past couple of years, they printed an extra $5 trillion because of COVID. And we know that inflation ensued at fairly high levels, the highest level we saw in 40 years. And that hasn't been pleasant. We've been talking about inflation and the rates thereof for the past couple of years. It's just as normal conversation now. So when Moody's came out and said, no, we're going to take you down a level, it really sank in that a lot of the financial analysts that look at federal government debt, they said, well, this might be the wake-up call that we need. Okay, well, we had Doge, and we thought they were going to do one thing or another, and that's not happening. And now maybe we can do something here in the financial markets to really impress upon the Congress or impress upon the government in general that this isn't acceptable anymore. So no sooner than, I think it was May 16th, they had that written down, May 16th when the downgrade occurred, well, Tommy, interest rates started moving up. Mm-hmm. So the 30-year bond that the government regularly prints a couple of times a year, they'll borrow money on a 30-year basis like we would borrow money to finance a house for terms like that. It was about 4.4%, but in just a couple of weeks, it's over 5. That happened this week. So this part has started to back up, and the signal is being taken more seriously. And you have the mortgage rate, 30-year equivalent rate that we would borrow money, like the government borrows money for that length of time. The mortgage rate hit 7 again, where it was trending down earlier in the year, again, because of what DOGE was going to potentially do and to get this government debt under control. So you've got Capital One. It was announced yesterday. Capital One now has a credit card that's charging 30% interest. Mm. And, you know, I mean, breaking records here, and that may have caught a lot of attention, because it's one thing if it was 29, you're not going to get the same attention when it gets 30. So 30, that got some attention during the week. But the what somebody might not realize is, people don't realize, is when the government starts to raise money, they have to go to these auctions, because they just don't print a particular rate on there. They have to go to the general public, to financial firms, and they said, okay, we need to raise, fill in the blank, we need to raise $100 billion today to finance the government's needs. And then you have bidders, like, it's not usually people, it's usually central banks from around the world, it's big money center banks, the Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, these big firms sitting there, and what they're doing is they're bidding an interest rate to which they would pay for that debt. So the government can't say, oh, you know what? We're going to raise all the money we need. We're just going to put a zero on there. Well, it wouldn't sell any. So the government has to go to the financial markets to get the money they need. Well, they went out over the past week and they said, we're going to borrow money for a 20-year term. And what was always done was the auction was called oversubscribed. No matter what money they were borrowing, you had more bidders there. You had always plenty money in the room that would loan the government all the money that they wanted. And they still had bidders there saying, well, we could, you know, we're here, we could loan you even more money. No, that the auction's closed today. You'll have to wait till next week and we're going to come and borrow more money. Well, this time it wasn't oversubscribed. And this would be the cracks in the foundation that we need to worry about as a country. That what happens if the government went to borrow money and they didn't get the money they needed at the auction? So that's what's happening now, Tom. It's causing upward pressure on rates, and it's going to trickle through to us, and it already has. So they need to get serious about this debt. And with this big, beautiful bill that the administration was putting out recently, it got approved by what I understand by the House, is that it's going to contain more deficit spending. So that's the trouble that we're facing right now.
Thank you, Mark. Valuable information, insider look. A little bit late, 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.